what's your name?
My name is Chung Kim.
And where are you from, Chung?
Raised in Virginia, but born in Washington.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chung, I'm wondering if you'd be willing to learn a verse of scripture with me and to spend a moment in prayer.
Yes, I'm down.
All right, awesome. So here's how it's going to work.
Okay.
I'm going to quote the verse first, and then I'll break it into chunks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll learn it together.
Okay.
And then we'll pray through it. All
Sweet.
Right.
Okay.
So the verse is Psalm chapter 27, verse 4.
Okay.
And it says this: "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." All right, I know that sounds like a mouthful, but we're going to break it into chunks, and we're going to learn it really, really easily, okay?
All right.
Okay, so the first component, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to say that together 8 times.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm. Here we go. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. 3 more times. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Last time. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. Okay? And then the second part. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Okay, we're going to say that 8 times.
Okay.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. 3 more times. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Last time. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. Now we're going to put the first part and the second part together.
Okay.
All right. 8 times. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. 2 more times. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Last time. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Great. Okay, now we're going to learn the last piece.
All right.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. 8 times. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Last time. To behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Okay, good. Now we're going to put all three pieces together, and we're going to say the whole verse 8 times.
All right.
And the 8th time, I'm going to pull back and let you say it by yourself.
All right.
All right, here we go. Mm-hmm. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Good. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Three more times. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Two more times. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Now this one is all you. Okay.
One thing that I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, to dwell.
That I may dwell.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Okay, one more time. One thing I have desired of the Lord.
One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek.
That I may dwell.
That I may dwell
in the house
of the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple.
Good. One more time together. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek.
That I'm
sorry. I messed it up. Here we go again. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Very, very good. Okay, now we're going to have a time of prayer. And what we're going to do is we're going to first thank the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to praise the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to worship the Lord.
Okay.
We thank him for what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
We praise him for who he is apart mm-hmm. from what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And we worship him with all that we are.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So I'll say a prayer, and then you say a prayer. Mm-hmm. And then I'll say a prayer, and you say a prayer.
Okay. Are we going from
thanksgiving to praise to worship?
And we're rotating on each segment. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Sweet. All right. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you today, Lord, that you have put a desire in our hearts to dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. God, we declare today that in ourselves we do not desire you, but your Spirit living in us causes us to desire to be with you. God, we confess that we're not here because of our own desire. We're here because of your desire. Mm. Lord, we have not sought you. You've sought us first. And we thank you, God. I thank you today that you sought us when we weren't seeking you. The scripture says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. When we weren't looking for you, you were looking for us. And God, we thank you. We thank you that you're the God who draws us, that you are the lover of our souls, that you woo us and you draw us. And Father, we thank you that we're here today because of your benevolent goodness. We thank you for that in Jesus' name.
Amen. Lord, we just want to thank you, thanking you for the gift of today and the gift of tomorrow and the gift of promise, Lord. Mm. We thank you for the grace that is always there for us and the mercy that has been before us.
Yes, God.
God, we thank you for just the fact that you allow us to witness your beauty, that, Lord, you grace us with that. Mm-hmm. For we do not deserve to see it, but, Lord, you give it to us so that we may just really enjoy who you are.
That's right.
And we thank you that you allow us to enjoy who you are, that we can be satisfied in you and you alone.
That's right.
God, we thank you for the fact that, like no other gods, Lord, you are the God who speaks to us. You are the God who communicates with us, and you are the God who is intimate with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you that you made us in your image, for, Lord, you know that you are good.
Mm-hmm.
God, we just want to thank you for just the amount of forgiveness that you show us and the patience that you show us, and also the shaping and the patience that extend to us, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, we thank you for your generosity, that, God, you are not a stingy God, but, Lord, you are generous and you are a good and truly benevolent God.
That's right.
God, we thank you that, like, just given the fact that, Lord, you are just so holy, that in your holy nature, that you would not give up on mankind, but, Lord, you in your perfect decision-making would redeem your creation instead.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we just thank you for just who you are and who you are to us and who you want to be to us.
Yes, God. And, Father, we praise you for your beauty. Lord, we want to behold the beauty of the Lord because you are beautiful. Mm. We acknowledge your beauty today. Lord, the angels in your presence, they have to cover their feet and cover their faces because you're so beautiful. You're too beautiful to look upon. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are in your radiance and your beauty. But Lord, we praise you that not only are you beautiful, but you have revealed that beauty to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And you have revealed yourself in the beauty of your creation as well.
Yeah.
God, we praise you. The heavens declare the glory of God. The wonder of his works declares the firmament. Day unto day utters its voice. Night unto night pours forth speech. God, we praise you, God. We praise you because we have breath in our lungs. We praise you with all of our breath and with all of our strength. We adore you and we acknowledge who you are in the name of your Son Jesus.
Amen. God, to be only to you, Lord, would all the glory be due. Lord. For Lord, you are glorious in all that you do.
Yes.
You're glorious when God, you took our burdens and our sin, and Lord, you're glorious when you overcame death. And Lord, we just want to give you the honor and the praise, Lord, just for the magnificent one that you are. The creatures in heaven, all they can say is holy, holy, holy. And Lord, it is so true that there is no other word that can describe you.
Yes.
Lord, all of creation just wants to sing out to you because Lord, you're worthy of it all.
That's right.
You are worthy of it all.
That's right.
There's no one else that can redeem mankind from the sins that they have committed against you, Lord.
That's right.
So, Lord, we just want to glorify you, for, Lord, you are just worthy. You are pure. You are pure. You are set apart, God.
Yes, God.
God,
yes,
we just honor you, and, Lord, may we just, just never lose our wonder, Lord.
Yes, God.
God, you are just wonderful and fascinating, mysterious, and loving and gentle and strong all at once.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
And, God, we worship you today by offering our obedience to your word. Lord, in worship, we cooperate and we respond to the calling, and your word is calling us. Your word is calling us to the place where we learn how to dwell in your house, how to dwell in your house with all of our being and with all of our nature, how to dwell in the house of the Lord all of the days of our lives. Your word is calling us beyond every other desire to. Your word is calling us to do away with the flesh, to, by the Spirit, to put it to death, so that the nature within us that is of the Spirit of God would yearn to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. And so, Father, today, by the Spirit of God, we cast away every other desire. Lord, today, we seek to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Lord, today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we lay aside the enticements of this world, and we say by faith that our one desire, our one thing, is to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. God, we worship You. We honor You, God. And with our hearts, we respond to Your word today in Jesus' name.
Father, we want to worship You by being obedient to You, God, and to yielding, and by yielding to Your word, Lord. We want to worship You by being satisfied in You and in God. You alone. And we want to worship You with the hearts of flesh that You have given us in place of the hearts of stone that we have started with.
Yes, God.
God, we want to worship You with the mercy that You start, that You give us every morning. And we want to worship You with the wealth and the things that we have. God, we worship You, Lord, with our voices and our time, and we worship You with our hearts and our minds. God, we worship You, Lord, for You are worthy of worship, Lord.
Yes,
and God, we worship You by loving on our friends, our family, and our peers, and also our strangers and enemies. But we worship You, Lord, because You, Lord, You are the song in our hearts.
That's right,
Lord. And we worship You with the songs in our hearts that You inspire, Lord. And we worship You in the valleys, Lord. We worship You at the mountaintop, Lord. Because, Lord, in the in the valleys, Lord, You are there. We cannot hide from You. And also in the mountaintops, You are there.
That's right.
We worship You in the midst of our enemies. Because, Lord, still You are there. And we worship You when we are at our highest moments. Because, Lord, without You, we wouldn't be there.
That's right.
So, Lord, we just want to give You, Lord, just all the worship in all the phases of our lives. May it be a lifestyle, Lord. May it be our lifestyle.
Yes, God. And so, Father, as we close out this time, we pray, oh God, that the words of this verse would resound in our hearts and minds throughout the day. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. Lord, let those words continue to resound in our hearts and minds, that the words of our mouths and the meditations of our heart might be acceptable in Your sight. We pray it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. Wonderful time.
Yep.
Very meaningful.
That was wonderful. I loved it.
Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you.